Hi, this is Andrea Cunliffe with Hudson Mohawk Magazine. On Tuesday, August 31st, from 4 o'clock till 7 p.m. on the Craig Main Bridge in Schenectady, New York, we are all invited to the Common Unity Block Party. With us today is one of the organizers.
Yes, my name is William Rivas. I am the founder of Save Our Streets. I'm also the CEO and executive director of Cocoa House, and the owner and CEO of Common Unity LLC, which is a consulting and development agency. So what the Common Unity Banners Project exactly is it came from the Schenectady Thriving Neighborhoods Challenge, which is under the Schenectady Foundation. And those projects are specifically for neighborhood individuals to come to the forefront with ideas and projects that they would like to see to not only beautify, but just to make their neighborhoods better. The Craig Main Connection is actually a separate project. I believe it's a $4 million project that's going to be coming into the city of Schenectady, tying in the neighborhood through Albany Streets, Craig in the main area. What I wanted to do with this project, as an individual who's grown up in the neighborhood, it's always my pride and joy to be able to work with like-minded organizations and individuals. And those people who are part of the team are Mary Moore Wallinger, which is the owner and CEO of Land Art Studio, Johan Matthews, who's the owner of a Mutual Design Co., and Heather Hutchison, which is the executive director of Create Studios. Came up with this project, listening to the voice of the youth specifically in the community. And this project is really phenomenal in the fact that it ties together the history of the nonprofit organizations that have operated in Hamilton Hill. Those organizations are Community Fathers, Save Our Streets, Cocoa House, Hamilton Art Center, Boys and Girls Club, 518 Boys Day Out, Electric City Barn, the Boys and Girls Club, I believe I said, and Working Group on Girls. And these organizations, they have been just monumental in serving the most underprivileged youth who live in the city of Schenectady for over 20 plus years. So what I wanted to do was, I thought it was important for a project such as the Craig Main Connection to have a point that really started with the community. And I say that because what happens is a lot of times these opportunities come into our communities and it seems and it feels like gentrification. And from the very first meeting, I actually went to the first meeting of the Craig Main Connection and I told them that's what I felt like it was. And I was blessed by Mary Moore Wallinger to have an opportunity to be a part of the team that brought the message of what the Craig Main Connection was to the community and to assist and make sure that the community's voice was not only heard, but was a part of the actual essence, the overall vibrance of these projects.
So it's an area that's Vail, Hamilton Hill, and Mount Pleasant, three communities that are together, and driving right through it is 890, an expressway. Well, we all know how depressing underpasses can be. It segregates communities. It separates them. It creates a barrier. It's like some kind of wall, emotional, social, political wall that has a way of bringing agitation, perhaps.
Yes.
Or not giving a people a feeling of community with one another. So this is like a social movement art project, isn't it?
Yeah, and the reason why that's important is because as a youth, I used to walk that bridge. I lived with my grandfather right on 877 Strong Street, was at the top of the hill of that bridge. And living in that community, there's a lot of poverty, violence, gangs, drugs. And the thing is exactly what you said is truth. That bridge separates two communities, but the two communities live with almost the same exact circumstances. Mount Pleasant on one side, Hamilton Hill on the other. And the thing is growing up with that bridge as a kid, you weren't supposed to cross that bridge because if you did, you were going into dangerous territory. And the thing is as an adult who works in the field, I start to really understand how small things like this can cause really big traumatic experiences. So what I try to do, and what's very interesting is even down to the name of the project, there is intent behind a social emotional movement, and that is Common Unity. When most people see that, they're like, no, community. And I said, no, specifically, I researched the root word community, and I broke it down to its essence, which is common unity. Community is a group of people Based on where we're looking at now, it's based on more or less location and socioeconomic status. If you go into more wealthy neighborhoods, they're not called communities, they're called neighborhoods. Community is usually dictated specifically only for communities like ours that are living in poverty. So to empower myself and the individuals that I work with, what I did was I took the word and broke it down from community to common unity, the common ties that bind life, love, family. The truest form of change in essence is to eliminate all barriers and just focus on people. If there was no money, we would all still need the same exact thing. So even down to the very beginning, to the name that is the Common Unity Banner Project, there's intent.
It's amazing that it takes art to break that down. It takes creativity, imagination, art to break down the barrier there, and you're making something positive of it.
Right. And that was really the goal, which is why, you know, Heather, Marie Moore, and Johan have just been excellent, is, again, in bringing different organizations together for a project like this, there's no room for egos or in the room or agendas. It's really all about a common goal of bringing the message of the people to these projects and giving the people ownership of the projects that are going to be coming down the pipeline for their communities. I didn't want our community to look different in 20 years and for our people not to have a say in what it looked like, because we see that happens in so many communities of poverty. Change happens, property values drop, and gentrification happens, and before you know it, all the houses and there's new jobs and there's all these things, and the people who originally lived and grew up in those neighborhoods no longer exist. Their history is almost wiped away from the books. So what we wanted to do, and again, this was being strategic from the very beginning, is we wanted to create something that is going to last and speaks to the nature of the people, the organizations, community organizations, the artists, community artists. The artwork was done by community youth. So each and every piece of this project was very specific in how we detailed it and what our intent was.
So tell me now more a little bit about what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow between 4 and 7. Sounds like quite a nice party, actually.
Yes. So tomorrow what we're going to be doing from 4 to 7 is we're going to be having a block party, an unveiling party, the first of its kind actually on the bridge with the organizations. They're going to be present to pass out flyers. Everything is free. Food is free. Drinks are free. There's some other snacks and there's some free ice cream that'll be there as well. We have some very important people coming to speak and to just show recognition to the work that's been done, to acknowledge our community youth, to acknowledge our community artists, and to acknowledge our community programs. And really, it's all about setting a tone moving forward. This is the first piece of the Craig Main Connection project. So this piece is the cornerstone of how we're going to expect our community to operate over the next 20, 30 years when it comes to projects of this kind. Tomorrow is really, we have DJ Ketchup who's gonna be bringing the music. We're raffling off some free flat screen TVs, maybe also some iPads. But again, the beautiful thing about this is everything is sponsored and paid for. Everything is absolutely free. And for the first 500 youth that show up tomorrow, they're going to be receiving a backpack full of school supplies and goodies.
That's pretty terrific. Where exactly is this happening? Underneath the underpass or not on the bridge itself?
On the bridge.
On the bridge?
Yes, ma'am.
Is the bridge closed?
Wait. No, yes, the whole bridge is closed. Yes. Now you see why I'm so excited.
I guess so. They're closing the bridge for this party?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, this is a big deal. Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yes, we actually got permission to shut the whole bridge down for 4 hours for this block party, for this project. And that's why it's so important for people to come out and take part tomorrow, because the things that were able to happen is community-led, community-driven, community-oriented.
How can we find out more about it?
Yeah, if they go online to the Schenectady Foundation Thriving Neighborhoods Challenge, you'll see that there is a link leading to our project. And also, if you look up the Craig Main Connection on their website, we have our own link on the website as well that details the entire project, all the artists, all the organizations, all the information, part the information about the banners. And you can literally see exactly how this project is setting off a much larger trend over the next 20 years. So in 20 years, we'll sit here and we'll have this conversation about this project and how it changed the face of our community.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.